Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Y'all ready to get into some things? It's about to be a legendary show. I said, are y'all ready to get into some things? Because it's about to be a legendary show. I got big paper, so I deal with big haters. Okay? Like the video. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Y'all ready? Let's go. Let's bring that back. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hey! What's popping, everybody? It's your boy, Armand. Get in here. Get in here, everybody. Get in here. It's time for a legendary show. Hey, I get big paper, so I deal with big haters. What's popping, everybody? It's your boy, Armand, and we are back with another video. And yes, today it's going to be a legendary show. Okay, and we're going to get into some things, and the call-in line is open, okay? Okay? So get in here, and get in the room. Mm-hmm. Because we're going to get into some things today. All right, listen, so if you're a return subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, well, welcome in. Hello, mother... I get big paper. So I got big haters. Stop playing. You know the vibes. But anyway, before we get into all that, you know, I just want to make sure everybody is doing good. Everybody's chilling. It's Friday. You feel me? I'm drinking on my little Patron and soda. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we don't want to mix too much juice. You feel me? Because you want to make sure you keep the calories low. So we're doing Patron and club soda. Okay? And a Moscow Mule glass. It's just how we do it over here. It's a bit, it's a weird flex, but you get it. All right, so we're going to talk about a couple of things, but I'm going to leave, but I know a lot of you guys want to really get into some things, so I didn't fully jam-pack, you feel me? I didn't jam-pack the live so that we can have enough time to Kiki and Kai Kai and take a couple calls, all right? But we are going to get into some things. Now, one of the first things I want to get to, which is a Kiki and a half to me, oh, and actually, before we even get into that, hold on, let me start. Let me do this real quick. You know, I just want to start here. I just really want to start here because I just want to start here for context, okay? Hold on. Let me go ahead and let me just wrap this like this. Bam! Okay, we're going to start right there. And I want you to keep that in mind as we're having a conversation. This woman has been pepper sprayed, okay? So, boom. Let's get into it. So, Yandy, mind you, I had a whole reaction video made for this. I made a whole, hey, what's going on? Hey, Dominique. Hey, boo. I miss these lives. You started on my lunch. Much love, brother. Love you, too. We still got to get on the game, okay? So, boom. Yandy and Mendeecees, mind you, I had a whole live, right? I had a whole live set up. Not alive. I had a whole reaction that I did, right? So, boom, I had the reaction done. And I went to upload it, and it gave ineligible, flagged by Viacom, VH1, we're taking it down. So I'm like, all right, so boom. So I didn't release it. I released something else. So I decided to bring it into the docket today. So Yandy and Mendeecees have went viral because they were on Couples Therapy. I don't know the show. I don't watch the show. I don't really talk Yandy or Mendeecees. Really don't care about it. But this was really, really interesting. So anyway, they were on a show where I guess the couples hash out their differences and try to come to a common denominator or foundation or whatever you have, whatever have you, right? So they're sitting across from each other, Yandy looking throwed the fuck. I mean, let me tell you something. If Yandy didn't never look like all her life she had to fight, that day she looked like she was tired. Not tired, not feeling down. Yandy looked tired, okay? You know when your mama tell you, bitch, I'm tired. Denny motherfucker, you know what I mean? That's how Yandy looked, Okay. Yandy looked like she was fed the up. She was tired. She was hungry. And she was constipated. Okay. On every level, Yandy had just been sent through it. And she knew the information that she was going to get was going to be effed up. Okay. Now, I wish I could play the audio, but I don't want to play with Viacom. So I'm going to have to colorfully tell you what was said, okay? And you guys know I can get pretty colorful. At least I can try. So anyway, I would like to say this. So she's sitting aside from him, okay? And they're sitting across. And basically, she's talking to him. You know, and they were asked, was there any insecurities? And he says no, and he looks down, which was a red flag to me that there was already insecurities. He was lying. That wasn't true. You know, I'm an expert at body language and body communication. I was trying to think of a word to try to throw in there, like body communication therapy or like Eurocentric body analytical analyst, something creative that was going to sound right, but I'm full of crap, and it didn't really make any sense. So anyway, I was looking at his body language, child, and it was giving me I'm lying, because he looked down and was like, and he looked away, and then he was like, no issues, right? And then Yandy was just kind of like, you know, jail, you know, those were issues, you know, for me, and, you know, those are my insecurities, you know? And he's like, well, you didn't even mail. You didn't even send me no mail for 6 months. And she's like, well, bro, I called you every day. I talked to you all the time. And to me, and then Yandy was saying, and you basically were saying, like, you know, I don't have to do this. He basically was throwing her off. Every time he would get upset or every time he would feel some type of way, he would always kind of let her know that she could go. And she was like, you know, that makes me feel very insecure that you're so quickly ready to throw the relationship away, because I'm over here fighting for you. I'm in love with you and I care about you. And, you know, and I would expect you to do the same for me. And so in my mind, what I got from that was Mendici's, I do think he cared. I don't think that he wanted her to leave or go away or live her life or do something without him. I feel like this was very much so a situation where he was deflecting because he knew, I don't know, he was in jail for what, eight? It was either 5 or 8 years. So he was in jail for a very long time. And so in my mind, I feel like he was trying to deflect or justify, you know, if she would have moved on, you know what I mean, or found someone else. And later on in the conversation, he ended up inevitably saying that, you know, well, you know, you just never know what to expect from people, because, you know, people can move on, people can, you know, fall in love and find someone else. So I think he was training his mind and training him, you know, his thoughts to be in a situation to be prepared for her to leave. You know, he was training his mind to believe that if she left, he would be okay. So he was trying to get – he had mentally gave himself an out and gave her an out. So he kept telling her every time something would go a little left, you know, you don't have to do this. You know, you don't have to do this. When in all actuality, he wanted her to be there. But he was trying to push her away because he was insecure. You know what I mean? Men do that. A lot of people do that, especially when you're in jail. And then he was saying things like he's not going to allow – he felt like she was shelving him until, you know, he was ready, until she was ready for her to play with him again, basically, when he got out of jail. But my whole thing is this, Mendici, you're the one who went to jail. It is your fault. You left your family. You left your kids. You cannot try to blame that on Yandy, okay? And you can't try to make her feel bad about that. I don't understand why men do that. Why would you try to make her feel some type of way? And let me be honest with you, I'm guilty of it myself. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I'm holier than thou, all right? You know, I can be a little bit deflecting myself. I am a man by heart. I may be a fruity kind of man, but baby, I'm still a man. So men can get that way. You know what I mean? We can very much so be deflective, and, you know, sometimes we can be in the wrong, and then on the other side, you know, kind of deflecting on someone else. You know what I mean? I've been guilty of it. I'm a real bitch over here, okay? I'm not going to sit here and talk about somebody else and not be honest. You know, it gives that sometimes. However, in this situation, Mendici's was dead wrong for that. You know what I mean? He was wrong. Honestly, he was. Let me get this. Thank you, Maxine Flack. Shout out to you for the $10 super chat. Shout out to everybody that sent the super chats. So, yeah, you know what I mean? And I just kind of feel like that was a way of deflection. That was all BS. He was dead wrong for that. And it is what it is, right? So, but and he says, well, my mom left me. So I feel like if my mom could leave me, everyone could leave me. That's my trauma. My thing is, don't bring your mother in it now, because your mama was up Yandy's butt. She was annoying. She was all on TV. So she didn't leave you too much. You wasn't that, you wasn't too traumatized by your mother, because you had her all on TV. You had her all in your business. So don't use that as a way to, you know, just be a man and say, listen, you was insecure. You knew you did something wrong, and you was nervous that you was going to lose your woman. Okay, and the big bomb that dropped, boom, 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 the big bomb that dropped, he knew that if the roles were reversed, he would be the fool, okay? Now, so Yandy pretty much asked her, she said, you know, if it were me in that situation, would you have my back? You know, would you hold me down the way I held you down? And he honestly said, I don't know what I would have done. So what that lets me know is, nigga, no. He would not have held her down. He may have held down the broad next door and put a stiff one in her back, but he definitely wasn't going to be holding down Yandy like that. You know what I mean? Side note, before we get into that, Yandy was talking about how she, you know, have several businesses and this, that, and the third. Let me tell you something about Yandy. And I know, I understand that one of Yandy's businesses is management. Let me get close, and let me let y'all know something. For all the artists and entertaining people out there, or anybody that's looking for management, never hire someone who wants – never hire a manager that wants to be a celebrity themselves. I mean, I'm going to be so honest with you. Yandy is the most booked manager I've ever seen in my life. You know what I mean? It's like I see Yandy more on television programming than I see any of her clients. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like, sheesh. Do your clients ever get booked for anything? Which one is the celebrity at this point? Now, Matt, Yandy, actually, who's your manager? You know, it's a thing when the managers have managers. But, you know, that's just been an observation for me. That's been like an inside kiki for me and my homegirl circle, you know, about Yandy. Because it's like, girl, she's very booked and busy to be somebody else's manager. I thought the manager's job was to be booking and busy and the client. But anyway, I digress. Back to the topic at hand. I just had to get that out there. I'm trying to tell you, because Yandy, I mean, she was on the Hollywood Squares. She was on the Hip Hop Square. She's on this reality show, this one. You know, I understand why Chrissy said you got to go. All right, but anyway. So Mendeecees is like, well, girl, no. Like, I don't know if I will be there for you. And Yandy's wig couldn't get any much more stiffer, more frizzier, more Yankee and doodled, okay? More what the is going on down here. You know what? I need to show y'all what this hairpiece look like, because y'all may not really. I'm going to try to bring this up, because y'all really have to see this, okay? Y'all really need to understand. I'm going to do this just for educational purposes only, okay? We got to get into this. I want y'all to see what Yandy came on there looking like, just a little bit. Now, I can't play this, okay? So you're going to have to go find it somewhere else. But I want you to see how Miss Mama's came in. Look at Yandy's head. Oh, my God. Look at the – look at Yandy. Look at – no, you can't really – look at Yandy. Let me tell you something. If you come to meet me like this at a meet on national TV – you mother effing tired. Yandy is fed up, and she's lost. She has completely lost herself, and she does not know which way to turn. If it's up, then it's stuck, okay? And this is a Fendi fact, okay? Yandy had a lot going on mentally. She had a hell of a headspace happening, okay? And so this has been traumatizing her for months and years, okay? She's been holding this in, and I don't even think the TV mattered at this point. She was coming here to get clarity. You know what I mean? Like, this is, I'm done. This is, you know what this is? This is, you know, and y'all, you know, this is, this, you, Yandy is giving me, I'm here. Where do we go? What's next? I've done it all. I mean, I've done it all. What is there left to do? What more do you want from me? Where can we go? You know what I mean? Look at me. I'm here. I've given everything I can. Look at me. Look at me. Look at my head. Look at me. I'm trying to figure this out. Look at me, Mendesis. Look at me, nigga. Look at me. Look at me.
That's what Yandy is giving me. You're old Viola Davis, bitch.
Oh, somebody say, look at me. My God.
She is stressed. And as if it couldn't have got any worse. The nigga told her basically he would cheat on her.
I wouldn't be surprised if she ran home and did a Tiffany Haddish and just shaved all that off. You know what I mean? But, child, Yandy, here's the problem. This is why Negroes ain't ish. Look at Yandy. Look at Yandy. I mean, she was out there getting pepper spray in the face. You know, she had started a whole movement, was marching for this nigga. You know, and just others that were, you know, wrapped up in the system. And could you imagine your person telling you that they don't know? He could even fake. I would have rather him lie. Say yes, it would have been the same and just do something different. But he kept it too real. If I was Yandy, I would have got my things. I'd have packed up, and I would never talk to Mendesis again. I couldn't even look at him the same. I couldn't look at him. I couldn't speak. I would probably be throwing up. You know what I mean? And it ain't like it's going to be a hard split because, you know, word on the curb is they ain't legally married. We still don't know the truth about third. You know what I mean? Yandy, it's time to move on. He's a dog. He's a dog. Look at you, Yandy. Look at you. Look at you. This is not okay. Mendesis, you should look at your wife or whatever. Look at her. This is why, you know, men, women, listen, if somebody goes to jail, you got a nigga in jail, live your life because you don't know if they're going to live theirs or not. This is a wake-up call to everybody. Listen, you do not give your whole life for someone else. You know what I mean? Because you just never know if the shoe is on the other foot, if they would do it for you. You know what I mean? So my thing is you never want to feel bounded or locked down or tied down to someone else. If someone else is somewhere stuck or bounded, I don't care what the situation is. You got to live your life because if the shoe was on the other foot, you don't know if those people will be waiting and sacrificing time and energy for you. This goes if a person is in jail, this person is in a town that you don't want to stay in, if this person is this job, if it's a car, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Because you just never know. If the shoe was on the other foot, would the person be there for you? I mean, you don't go cheat. You know, you don't got to go be just the fool, but live your life. You know what I mean? Especially if the nigga's locked up. Women, I'm talking to the women in particular. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of times women will hold these men down. And these men, they be done had a baby on you. You know what I mean? It's not worth it, ladies. Do your thing. Hold the man down to a certain extent, but you got to get your groove back. Okay? All right, I'm done talking about that. Oh, what are we talking about next? It's a good day. It's hot, chill. It is really, really hot. Oh, God, let me give you this, Kiki. Oh, are y'all ready for this Kiki? Oh, my God. Let me give you the Kiki. Do y'all know, does anybody know who Janet Mock is? You know, she's a transgender activist, writer, TV host, producer. She's one of the executive producers of Pose, I believe, and writer, okay? So, you know, Pose FX is on its third season, and the show is ending after three seasons. A show like that, that is so groundbreaking, ending after three seasons, you already know it's some tea, okay? So it's already some tea. I was already kind of like, well, why is the show ending so early? Something ain't right about this in that way, okay? Something not right about this show ending like that. Something is not right about this show ending like that, okay? So, Chell, let me let you know what happened. So, girl, Miss Jenny Mock, she goes to the premiere party yesterday or the day before yesterday, earlier this week, okay? Let me just give it to you. She gets up in front of the writers, the white people, everybody at the premiere party. She just jumps up. F Hollywood. F all of you. F everybody and everything. I mean, has a complete mental breakdown. She goes off because she's pissed off that she is making $40,000 an episode. Now, I don't know. $40,000 is a lot of money. You know, let's figure, Pose gets, you know, what, 10 episodes? I don't know how much that is, but, you know, do the math. 40, let's do 40 calculator, calculator. 40,000 times 10. It's about $400,000 per season, okay? She's pissed. She is livid. She feels like she is not making enough money, you know what I mean? And as a trans person, she should be making more, and it's not right. And then, so she starts going off and going off. And then she just hollers out. Gabriel, I think that's her boy, Angel, yeah, him, her boyfriend. She says, I was going to leave him. She just starts going off, talking about how she was going to leave him. She told him, stand up. This is in front of the whole premiere, y'all. She tells him, stand up. So he stands up in front of the premiere. He goes, yes, let me tell you a little something about love. I was getting ready to leave Angel. Instead, what did I do? I fucked somebody on the cast. And then somebody in the background that was at the premiere, you could hear, they said that you could hear the cast member saying, gasping for air, and saying, what the hell is going on here? So if you don't know, this is her boyfriend. She cheated on her boyfriend with somebody on the cast of Pose. So she just yelled out that she banged somebody on the set of Pose. And he's standing there. Then she goes off again and starts saying, F Hollywood, F Hollywood, F Hollywood. Then she goes and sits down. She was fed up. She was fed up. Now, here's the thing. She was scheduled to premiere on, well, before we get to that, now, I didn't know that she was dating him. I thought she was married, but apparently she broke up with her boyfriend, her husband, in 2019. But he was really cute. This was the ex-husband, child. So she went and got her a young tenderoni. Look, so this was the ex-husband. See, don't let all the glitz and glam and the transgender activists and, you know, I'm a writer and I'm this and I'm so well-spoken and, you know, and here's what we do for the community. No, they get ghetto. She's sucking and she's fucking and she all that too. You know what I mean? These women are really creating a space for TS, aren't they? Laverne Cox, you better not come out. We find, you know, but anyway, remember, so that was her boyfriend. So anyway. Long story short, she was supposed to premiere on Good Morning America to promote the show. That's been canceled. So Janet Mock's career looks like it's going down the drain. I don't know, child. You just got to be very careful having these outbursts and just going in like that. But yeah, so she definitely had an outburst. She definitely went off. And child, and she cheated on her man. Girls, there's a lot going on. And I kind of feel like she was harboring that in. The fact that she was cheating like that. But she never said who she was cheating with. And I kind of feel like she probably was banging and sucking and eating butt, trying to get a bump in her pay. And I just don't think that that had happened the way that she expected it to happen. So she had got fed up that she had cheated on her nigga for nothing. And she had to live with the guilt and the shame, the hurt and defeat, and all the trials that were stacked up against her. And she couldn't take it. That was the spirit of the Lord. And that was the spirit of divisiveness. That was that Jezebel spirit that said release. That was a demon. It was all of that in one. She had stood up before those people in that grand premiere. And that spirit just, and she just said, everybody, like she just got to a spirit of Tourette, and she had clicked out and went off and exposed herself. So Janet Mock, wish you well. Good luck, girl. But now I see why Pose didn't make it. Anyway, next topic. Oh, here we go. I didn't talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it now. Okay, boom. Amaretta feels some type of way that she was not on the On Me remix with Lil Baby. First of all, the On Me remix is cute. Megan Thee Stallion was not necessary. Megan Thee Stallion definitely was not needed. She was a cute addition, but she was not needed. To me, Lil Baby is the hottest rapper out right now. I think he's biting everybody, including Dre. Okay? I just feel like nobody's really messing with Lil Baby. But anyway, Amaretta felt like she should have been on the remix. Is Amaretta talented? Absolutely. Is she beautiful? Stunning. Should she have deserved to be on this remix? Absolutely not. She has not put in enough work. Not enough people know her. This was a business move. This was a strategic branding move. Amaretta, this would have benefited you more than it benefited Lil Baby. And at this point, he's in it for himself, as he should be. So I just don't understand why people automatically always feel that other people, once they get to a certain level, they have to put you on. That's not his responsibility. He doesn't owe her anything. Now, did Megan Thee Stallion need to be on? Did she just kill the record? No. She could have not been on it. She didn't war wild me. I like the song with or without her. But I understand Megan Thee Stallion is a look. Amaretta, that doesn't help Lil Baby. See, a lot of people don't understand this. In business, let me give you some quick business. And I understand this. You know what I mean? I understand it. All relationships have to be mutually beneficial. This is not a mutually beneficial relationship for Amaretta and Lil Baby. That does nothing for Lil Baby. Megan Thee Stallion is beneficial for Lil Baby because she's got 3 Grammy Awards. She's one of the top rappers of 2020. And Lil Baby is very beneficial for Megan Thee Stallion because he's the hottest male rapper and arguably the top rapper. And in most cases, people believe that he deserves all the awards that Megan Thee Stallion got. And he believed that he was snubbed, and most people believe that he was snubbed for the awards because Megan Thee Stallion was awarded because of Beyonce, her Tory Lanez controversy, and being a woman. But outside of those things, had those things not happened, Lil Baby probably would have had these awards. So she understands that they are the king and queen right now of the rap industry, rap game. You know what I mean? So them is a good look to see them come together and do a collab. She's one of the hottest girls. He's the hottest guy. It's that time. I don't see how Amaretta could just insert herself. Is she talented? Yes. Now, here's the thing about these girls from Atlanta, and I'm just going to say this. I feel like, hey, oh, my God, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, between Amaretta, what's the other girl? Tokyo Jets. The big fat one, Akbar V, they all got this, it's so Southern. It's so Atlanta. Like, they all sound alike. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a younger T.I. I don't know. It's just, it's weird. It's just like this Atlanta twang. And it's like all the women sound like. Now, Mulatto sounds like that, but not like that. You know what I mean? But it's like this Atlanta whiny. You know what I mean? But I don't hate it. But I feel like every girl that rap sound like that. From Atlanta. But anyway, I don't know. She's very pretty. She's good. A lot of people are like, well, she didn't make it because she's dark skin. No, I'm going to tell you why things are not happening for her. Nobody wants to be like her. No one sees her and they're like, oh, I want to be like her. When it comes to being a female rapper, it's not just about the color, okay? It's about the influence. See, a lot of people, it's even with content creators, anything you do in entertainment business, do you influence? Do people want to look like you? Do people want to dress like you? Do people want to copy you? Do people want to, you know, do anything like you? If people don't want to copy you, if people don't want to look like you, if people don't want to mimic you, if people are not waking up inspired by you, it doesn't matter how talented you are in whatever field you're in. It's not going to work. That's what I believe. I believe that. You know what I mean? I feel like even, like with me, I'll be honest with you, I feel like I strive every day to be an example. You know what I mean? And like, and even with what I do, I see my influence all through these YouTube streams. I see little Armands everywhere. You know what I mean? But that goes to show that there's the influence there. You need that. She doesn't have that. On top of that, she's a girl. Being a girl, you got to be sexy. Girls going to have to want to be like you, and men are going to want to have to bang you. If that doesn't happen, that's not going to work. And let me tell you something. I don't want – a lot of men – we're in 2021. We don't want to see a girl – it. First of all, I'm just be honest with y'all. Y'all may not want to hear this, but it is what it is. I don't want to see a girl that's super flat-chested, no booty, no breasts. You know what I mean? It's the era of the thick girls, okay? I don't want to see no super skinny girl, especially a super skinny girl wearing a fitted cap, some jeans, and a jumpsuit. No. I want to see curvy, body, booty, everything. You know what I mean? I want to see femininity. I want to see sexy. You know what I mean? The difference, a lot of people don't understand Megan Thee Stallion. The reason why Megan Thee Stallion is so successful, in my opinion, is because she made being a tall Amazon wrestler type, big, thick chick hot. Every tall, big, thick girl wants to be a stallion now. Just like when Nicki Minaj came out, you know, she created the era of the bad B. You know, everybody had the Chinese bang, the body, the thick. You know, that bad B's came from Nicki Minaj. Megan Thee Stallion created the stallion. It's okay to be tall like a horse and be sexy. You know how many big women and tall women are thick? And now they have somebody that's killing it that they can look up to, that they can feel, wow. You know, big, tall, thick women, they're in right now. Thick is in. Tall is in. Everybody wants a stallion. That was a bar. Sally Ann, okay? Girls want to be like her. Men want to bang her. And she's talented. It works. She's a solid 8. She's pretty. And she's got something. I like it. So I just think that, you know, maybe that's why I don't think it's because she's dark skinned, because she's sickening. Like, she's sickening. But I just feel like some of these girls got to have a thing about them. You know what I mean? Like, what else? Like, you got to rap, but, like, you know, maybe she's not a stallion, but what else do you have that people want to follow? You get what I'm saying? Like, what is that? People got to find their thing and, like, make it work. So Megan Thee Stallion realized, okay, I'm a pretty girl, but I'm tall and I'm thick. I'm riding with it. My name is Megan Thee Stallion, and we going with it. We're going to make it hot. So she's got to find whatever her thing is and make it hot and make others want to follow. And I think that's when a lot of girls, it'll connect. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But I think, you know, her time will come. She's got to keep working. So, yeah, that's my thought on that. All right. Well, let me tell you something. I get big paper, so I get big haters. Let me tell y'all something. See, I wasn't even going to talk about her because y'all be really gassing it. Like, y'all don't want me to talk about Cardi. All I talk about is Cardi when, which I don't understand that because at least I'm a Cardi fan. Like, I don't see a lot of y'all giving that same energy to people that supposedly don't like Cardi or hate Cardi, but they literally talk about her every single day. At least me talking about her every day, it makes sense because I like her. I don't understand. Like, I don't like you like that. I'm not going to try to talk about you. I'm actually going to try to find ways not to talk about you. You know what I mean? But anyway, I digress. Y'all love to come over here giving like, oh, you talk about her. You talk about her. I'm like, girl, I like her. Why can't I talk about her? Y'all don't be saying that to the hoes that don't like her, but every day they literally every day they talk about her, but they don't like her. But anyway, we like those girls too because they keep it up and they keep it stuck. Now, okay, I was pleasantly surprised. That Cardi B was on this album. Oh. Speaking of Megan Thee Stallion, dang, I need to go back to Megan. Sorry, Cardi. Got to go back to Megan real quick. Because Megan was on that DJ Khaled album, too. By the way, I'm glad Megan is taking hiatus. You know what I mean? Because she was on that album with DJ Khaled, too. She's on DJ Khaled's album. I'm glad that she took hiatus. Because Megan Thee Stallion on with that song with Lil Baby. What's the name of the song? Let me look it up right now. Give me a second. I did it. Post Malone, The Baby, Megan Thee Stallion, DJ Khaled, Lil Baby, trash. Lil Baby saved that record. The Baby's trash. Post Malone's okay, whatever. Megan Thee Stallion sound the same. That all the Megan Thee Stallions now, if I hear her one more time, you literally can just put all Megan Thee Stallion's verses together in one big song, and it's just a year worth of Megan Thee Stallion. You just all want, it's a year worth of song. You know what I mean? She needs a break. I don't know if she's just oversaturated the market, and she's done her thing, but I just feel like Megan Thee Stallion, I just feel like I'm hearing one long run-on verse. So anyway, that was my thought about Megan Thee Stallion. So I'm glad that she's taking this time off. Maybe she's regenerating, reducing, redoing something because all her shit is sounding the same. All right, boom. Cardi B. Cardi B did her thing. Cardi B rapped. She took it back to Bloody Bars. And she wrote the record. She made it very clear that she wrote the record. She had 2 days. She had got the day, the song, 2 days before it was supposed to come out. The beat, first of all, that beat is nasty. Let's get into some of these lyrics of Big Paper because Cardi B did that. She did that. Now, some people over here that I was talking to, they don't like it. Now, I'm going to tell you what the people are saying over here. They don't like it. They feel like, okay, Dream Dog could have did this better. They feel like that. I'm telling you what my friends and family and man, everybody telling me. They feel like I'm being very biased towards Cardi B. They feel like I'm gassing her up. They feel like if this was Dream Dog or anybody else, it would be average at best. But because it's Cardi B, it's so sickening and it's so good and it's so fire because we lower the bar for her. This is what people are saying about me, and I want to give – two sides of it. They feel like, oh, because she finally, you know, tried to rap like, you know, like something that all of a sudden is so good. She should have been doing this. This is what I've been told. Okay. Now, I don't think I would like Dream Doll on this. One thing I like about Cardi B is she sounds like Cardi B. You know what I mean? I like Cardi B sound. Dream Doll sounds, when I hear Dream Doll, I hear other artists. I don't hear other artists when I hear Cardi B. I hear Cardi B. So, I like the record. I like the beat. I like Gangsta Cardi. She actually said that she usually likes making club bops, but this bag was cool. I like this bag. I think that this bag is needed. She needs this energy on her album. Now, do I need a whole full project of this? No. Because typically, these songs are not the ones that really do well on the charts. But we'll see what this one does for women. Like, I don't notice if this, I'm not sure if this energy is like number one energy, top five energy, whatever, but it's Cardi B, so we never know. She always seems just too amazing. So I think a good combination for her album would be definitely this energy and her club bops. We still need the club bops, but I like hearing Gangsta Cardi because it reminds people to put that respect on her. And then she wrote this. She was talking big, okay? Let's get into something. I'm trying not to cuss because I'm really, really hype. So let's get into some of the lyrics, okay? Let me get it real quick. Let me get it. Let's see what she was saying. As you know, she was really talking her ish. Like, and I like the cocky Cardi. It's time for her to get cocky. And she should get. Now, the key was she was like, and I wrote this. So I'm like, girl, okay, she really wrote this one. She was excited about that. Stupid. She's so stupid. Yet I wrote the record. My girl. But that's good, though, because now people know that they can send her a beat and she can write to the record. I feel like a lot of people were feeling like, well, shit, I don't know if I can send Cardi a beat because it's going to take too much time to fly and write or do this, that, and the third. And people, and, you know, and we're not going to be able to get the music back in time. But she turned it. Okay, so let's get into the lyrics. Okay, so what's she saying? I get big paper, so I deal with big haters. Big paper, so I deal with big haters. Big paper, so I deal with big haters. Got it out the mud, and they ain't do me no favors. I ain't a beat like her. That's why these just don't like her. Ooh. 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 Okay. Ooh. I respect ish starters, not ish typers. 3-year break, I still get the ish hyper. Ooh, shot back to the top, don't make a B snipe ya. Ooh, big body, they can't F with me hardly. Body, anybody saying they don't know my body. Move culture out the seat. Got these hoes nervous. I can spit it to their heartbeat. Now she's talking like she really rap. Okay, first of all, girl, I want to get to a beat like her. That's why they just don't like her. Okay, she really popping the ish. I can spit it to their heartbeat. Okay, well, spit then, ho. Spit. You better rap. Okay, now Cardi, listen. You can't be giving this, and bro, the bar has just been raised for you, and I'm on your ass, okay? Cause you talking, you spitting, so you know me. I'm gonna be on you, cause now you talking big paper, okay? So I'm ready, cause we finna be on you, cause now it's about. From this point on, it better be giving big paper energy, paper bars, okay? So she giving, got these hoes nervous, I can spit to the heart, super valid anytime I link with Khaled, okay? Platinum plaques hang on every wall in my palace. Clips still push to anybody speaking malice. Ooh, fashion icon, cup of million for my stylist. 5 number ones, you got 5 number nuns. Ooh, ooh. Sleeping on Cardi, all that napping shit is done. Off with your hat, all that capping shit is done. And I got Hollywood waiting when this rapping ish is done. Okay. Oh. Oh. Oh, she was in her bag. She was boring this out. No shade. No shade. She probably did. No shade. Okay, let's get into it. Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Anybody that don't like this record, I feel like you're a hater. You're hating. She did a good job. This is a solid record. The beat bangs, like you're hating. If you don't like this record, you're hating. You just don't like, you're being a hater. You're being a hater. I got big paper, so I deal with big haters. Got it out the mud. They ain't do me no favors. Got it out the club. They ain't do me no favors. Cardi this, Cardi that. Make them more make me more famous. Shout out to the girls that don't like her. Big paper, so I deal with big haters. Big paper, so I deal with big haters. I get big paper, so I deal with big haters. Got it out the mud. They ain't doing me no favors. The most imitated, innovated, instigated playlist favorite. Your ish never played it. Had to make a way and your ish never made it. Oof. I was broke in the Bronx, but a itch never hated. Okay, so she like, you know, all you hoes are haters. I never hated on nobody. Had to get my weight up, so I patiently waited. House with the palm trees for all the times I was shaded, okay? Niggas out the woodwork, no, we never dated. Stop lying on the ussy when you know you never ate it. Took the wig off and braided back my hair. Mixtape Cardi like I ain't a millionaire. Okay. Okay. She like, baby, I took it back to the hood. Like I ain't like I ain't really like, you know, I'm really rich. I'd like pop yo ish. Okay. Okay. I'm here. Pop. And my stock steady rising. You would never get a share. Riding niggas faces. I don't never get a chair. If I don't take a break, you would never get a year. That's a bar. Boom. If I never took a break, you would never get a year. Stop playing. That's a fact. Y'all mad. That's my favorite. That's probably my favorite bar at this point. Y'all, let me tell you something. She did good. Why y'all hating? Hold on. Let me go back. Praying on my downfall, you'll never get a prayer. Had to tighten up my circle so I never fit a square. Well, you know, she fired a lot of people from her team, girl. And she's, you know, did a lot of maneuvering. I thought that was everything. She did that. Okay. I get big paper. I got big paper. Okay. 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 She did that. I live. Y'all hating. We gonna open up the lines. She did that. It's a yes for me. I don't even care if it don't charge. It's a banger. It's a hood banger. It's mixtape vibes. So I'm not even looking for this to go number one. If it go number one, it's just easy. But I'm not looking for, this is not giving that. This is giving like, girl, let me get on this Khaled beat because we know Khaled got the beats and this is the rap, you know, and this is a straight banger for the streets. Like, I'm finna get on here and pop my ish. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even care what this charts. If it go number one, whatever. Cool. I know. I feel like it's going to go top 10. I feel like it's going to do well. But even if it don't, I know I understand these type of songs. They don't really. First of all, let me be honest with you. A lot of DJ Khaled stuff just don't do well in general. Now, as far as the album, I'm not really into DJ Khaled. I didn't like the album in its entirety, especially the Justin Timberlake record. It just seemed like DJ Khaled every year just get all the hottest artists of the time period and then just throw them on an album. And they always fall short to me. But anyway, she did her thing on this. And I think she did what needed to be done. I mean, I don't feel like anything else needs to really be done or really be said for. I think the fact that she wrote this record in a short amount of time, turned it over to Beat Bangs, and it was no feature on here. It was just her and Khaled. It was everything. So, but let's take some calls. The number is 563-999-3658. Hold on. Okay, let's see who in here. Okay, we got a call already. Okay, 1616, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand. It's me again.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to call in and say that I'm really proud of Cardi. I think she did her thing. people have been saying that she needed to work on her stuff, and she did. And I just think they're upset that she did a great job. And, yeah, that's it. But bye, Armand.
Bye. One thing that I want to say this. One thing that I can respect about Cardi B and why I like her, I'm going to be honest with you. It's not even necessarily the music. It's not even necessarily like the number ones. Like, let's take all of that. Let's take the personality out. What I like about her is the fact that even with all the drama, even with all the hate, even with all the imperfections, right, she still practices and she still continues to keep going and she keeps prevailing. Like, if she's not an inspiration to you, I don't know what is. Because against all the odds, whether you like her, whether you don't like her, whether you used to didn't like her, whether you love her now, it's just the idea that it really goes to show hard work and perseverance pays off, and it's working for her. And honestly, I can't hate on that. I can appreciate that because it's like she keeps working. And I can respect that. Honestly, I honestly can. She keeps working. And she keeps practicing. And it's getting better and better. And, you know, I think it's dope. Let's take another call. Um, 8398, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Yes, I just want to know what hard work are you talking about? I mean, let me say this. The song,
okay.
Of course, it's gonna be good. She stole from Nicki, but you know, it's good for her. It's good for her. Not gonna lie.
What does she steal from Nicki?
She stole line. Well, I'm not even gonna say she stole the line because Nicki says she doesn't mind other rappers using it, but you know. It definitely was stolen, but you know, of course, it's gonna sound good when you know it's the queen's pen.
So now this is all from Nick. Now this is all Nicki Minaj.
I mean, but it,
okay.
It was a good song. It was, I'm not gonna hate on it, but you know, it was a good song. It was cute.
Yeah. You gonna listen to this in the club when you go out with your friends and your homeboys and stuff. You gonna probably throw this on your playlist when you getting ready.
Yeah.
You gonna bang this. Stop playing.
Yeah,
this is going in rotation.
I'm gonna give her props.
That's all I'm saying. It's going in rotation. Like, yeah. are we not gonna act like we're not gonna listen to this? Because we, first of all, we listen to Up, and when it's in the club,
I mean, but, you know,
we might.
It is a DJ Khaled. Yeah, it is a DJ Khaled, you know, album. But you know, it's something that you can listen to. But you know. I'm not going to say she's the best rapper ever. You know, this just defines because, you know, she should have been doing this.
Mm. Yeah, some people are dragging me even in my circle. They're saying that, you know, if this was any other artist, we would be saying this is trash. But because it's Cardi B, you know, they're saying that I'm caping for it. And I don't agree. But, you know, it is what it is. You're entitled to your opinion. Listen, you don't have to. I mean, so you think that, you know, this is long overdue. So you're not impressed is basically what I'm getting from you.
Yeah, I'm not impressed. It, you know, as a rapper, you shouldn't be out here having this thing saying, you know, oh, I wrote it. Like,
Well, I don't think she should have announced that.
No debate,
but I think she was proud of that moment. No shade. I don't think she didn't have to do that. But maybe like now, because now it kind of comes across like, girl, you ain't been writing. You know what I mean? No shade.
Yeah. But it's been fun talking to you. But you know, that's just
thank you. All right, bye, Bo. Have a good day. All right, okay, let's take another call. 9183, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
What's going on? You know I'm chilling or whatever.
Okay.
It's Friday.
Okay, I know that's right. It's Friday.
I know that's
the
right.
The world is opening back up. Ooh,
yes, I'm feeling good. I can't wait to start. I'm feeling mixy. I can't wait to get mixy in Miami. You know what I mean? Mind you, it's 2 months
ooh.
Away, but, bro, I'm excited. I'm ready. I'm ready to get going shopping.
I'm
turned
you.
Up. Yes. So let's talk about it.
Miami too. Yes, two things. And I'm going to be real quick. Number one, it's so annoying. It's like people just want to hate on Cardi. First, they hated on her because they said she had ghostwriters and she wasn't writing her own stuff. Now the chick finally writes something and they hate on that. And it was actually good.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I heard it earlier on Instagram, I was impressed. I was like, okay. But it's just like nothing that she does is good enough. But my, and another thing, how come like with females, the bar is raised so high, but with guys, you got all these trash rappers and they just so easily accept trash bars. But when it comes to females, they have to be like the best rapper ever. It's like there's so many male rappers that can't even rap that good and they just get so much push. But, you know, I'm just like, applaud the girl's effort. Like, we're not saying she's, now, I love Cardi. I've been Bardi Yang ever since, you know, before she dropped her first studio album. Like, I was listening to her stuff on YouTube, you know, but I'm just like, she don't have to be the greatest rapper in the world, but she makes good music and she's putting an effort out there to actually write. So
yes.
I hope that she keeps making an effort to write more tracks. And shout out to Cardi. She did that.
She did. And the beat, let me tell you something. The beat was everything on that. The beat, I mean, that beat was everything. I live for that. So
yeah,
thank you,
really
boo.
Like the beat. Yeah, of course. Have a good night. Bye.
You too. Bye. Okay, let's take another call. 5385, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
It's y'all favorite girl. I'm just here to okay. Well, you know why I'm calling. I'm not even gonna call them by their name, you know.
Okay.
All they want is attention. But since they want attention, let's point out the obvious. Y'all are acting like people from New York ain't been saying son before Onika, number one.
Mm.
That was a Remy Jail 09 tweet. The proof is there. You can literally Google it. Before her, before Remy, it was Jay-Z. Before that, Foxy was saying it. So it's like, what are y'all talking about? The son word is not coined by anyone. Yeah, Onika used it and overused it, and people were actually tired of it. But let's not act like Nicki didn't reference some of her biggest bars and took one of her biggest bars, Raw, Raw Like a Dungeon Dragon, was Busta Rhymes' bar. And she coined off, and then he dissed her for it. Did y'all forget about that? Because we can definitely play it. I sent it to your page. She definitely, the Prada Me bar was the Little Kim bar. So let's not act like these rappers don't reference other rappers. What song was that? Oh, the Pop Smoke song. Didn't she borrow Cardi's bar? You B was want to party with Barbie. Wasn't that party with Cardi? Yeah. Y'all are funny about that. Number one, Cardi did the song last minute. Number two, it was very 16-bar straight shooter, added a hook to it just, you know, to get the bag, which she got the bag. And it's doing better than expected. Y'all ain't got to like her. But you can just be like, oh, okay. But at the end of the day, you're still talking about her. She was still trending, and she's still trending and was trending all last night. The song is outdoing every song on the album, the Jay-Z and Nas song. So what does that tell you? It's not even a single song.
No, and the Jay-Z and Nas song, they got a video and everything. Yeah.
Yeah, Meg and them have a video for their song, and they're not doing that well. So let's not discredit somebody just because you don't like them. And if you wanted bars, you'd be listening to Rhapsody or any other girl. But y'all don't support bars, because if you supported bars, you would support these girls with bars. No, you're just stuck up somebody's behind and act like she's the only one that has bars when you have girls like Cayenne, who will out-bar Nicki. You have girls like Miss Hustle, who will out-bar Nicki. Like, you don't want to get into these girls that really do have bars, because y'all will never give these girls attention because they're not marketable. So if you want bars, listen to girls who have bars, because there's plenty of girls without bars that don't look like Nicki and wear chicken wing necklaces. That's awesome.
Well, can we just talk about the fact real quick, a side note off of Cardi, because I got two things. Can we talk about the fact that Beyonce, I cannot stand Beyonce, so she's on the Jay-Z and Nas record, and what is it, this is the B, but that's not the other B, and then this is the other B, and that's the other, some other B, and then all Beyonce come on a record and say, hey.
No, but
you
her
diva.
Vocals, those background vocals were her auto-tune, just so you know.
Yeah, they credited the Hive, but they made sure that she just come in. Hey, Beyonce is that girl. I can't stand her. I hate her, and I live for her all at the same time. Only she can do it.
She went in and she said, "Y'all getting 10 seconds. That's it."
Hey,
and it was everything.
Girl, how dare you?
And Everything. DJ Khaled didn't have the coin for her, so.
How dare you? How dare? Hey. That's what you're getting.
Let me tell you about the Yandy. Feel like she deserved what she got because she used to dog those girl, Mandisi's baby's mamas on TV for money. So.
Yes, she did. Yeah, she did used to dog Mandisi baby mamas. Yes, she did. She did used to dog Mandisi baby mamas. But what do you think about Janet Mock?
Girl, Miss Janet, she's been a hot mess.
Because, you know,
I mean, for the
trans community, you know, people idolize her because, you know, she's so clean and, you know, she's so everything. You know, like coming from the trans world, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people, you know, let's bring TS into it. You know, somebody that is an escort and a ex-worker, you know, that's not traditional. A lot of people look down upon that. And so they would champion your Janet Mocks and Laverne Coxes and things like that. And here you have these same type of girls cheating on a man and being nasty.
Hold on, before you say something, Jessica Maloney, you the kind of girl I don't like. When you can find a neck, then you can have an opinion.
Okay,
I'm getting tired of these little comments.
Okay,
girl, Mama ain't got no neck, and I can tell she spends all day cleaning the crevices of her body. Anyway,
okay.
But yeah,
come on,
Janet Mock is late and tired.
Go.
Miss Janet Mock is tired, honey. But at the end of the day, if she feels that she deserved a higher pay rate, why not? I mean, the heterosexual community has been using the LGBT community for years and always underpaying them. So I feel like she's one of the best-selling authors and, like, for a person of the LGBT community. And, I mean, $40,000 with taxes taken out is not a lot of money for each episode. Yeah. But at the end of the day... The trans girls get around, honey. We all know they can't stay with one man. They got to get around. We all do, honey. The trade is the trade.
How many men you got?
Huh?
You should have called in on that show when we were talking about the girl that was trying to say, oh, you gay men. You know what I mean? But you know why I like you? Because you never get offended when we have the trans conversations here.
Oh, yes. I know who you're talking about. Girl, at the end of the day, the gay men will read the trans girls, and the trans girls will read the gay men, and they'll still kiki at the end of the day. It always gives that. It's give it to your girlfriend. Let's be real. It's never that serious, and if it is that serious, then you were not raised by the right gay people, LGBT community, because we read.
All right, boo. Call me later. Bye. Okay, boom. Galeana says, sorry, Eva has no life. How she know everything about everybody? Eva, get a job, girl. Why are you so mad? Okay. CHP Inc. says, it's a legendary rap run she had over the last 5 years for me. She just proved she's up there with Kim and Missy. It's the certified units for me. Oh. We giving her Kim and Missy legendary status. Like, I'm not giving Cardi that yet. I see. I don't know. Rapping with Kim. She going to have to. Before I give her that, I'm not giving her that up for one song. I'm not going to do that. I got to get this next album before I start giving her Kim and Missy Elliott. And, you know, I'm not giving her legendary rap. I got to see the next album. I'm not going to do that yet. I'm not going to give her Missy Elliott and this and that. I'm not going to do that. I give her her respect, but I'm not going to give her, like, she is just. I'm not gonna do that yet. We got a tour we gotta do, and then we gotta suck an album, okay? Then we could talk a little bit more. So yeah, I'm not gonna do that right now. But with that being said, we've gotta take a couple more calls. But I'm finna get up out of here. Super chat to the top. We have a lot of people in the queue, so you may not get in unless you super chat to the top. All right, 1352, you are live on the air.
Yo, what's good, Amar?
As long as you don't cuss, I'll be great.
I'll do my best. Let's start with Janet Mock. I think the reason why a lot of people champion her for the LGBT community is because she, I'm sure you know what this word means. She's so real.
Is what
I mean, like good boys.
Yeah, she's not clocked. You can't clock her tea. You can't tell that she's trans. She's fish.
Yeah, yeah.
She's daytime fish.
It's a nice set for her. And then she's on the news. She got all that stuff going on for her. So, like you said,
Janet Mock gives you real fish.
Girls, like,
yes.
For real. And so, like, compare her to girls like TS or even the other one from Pose. like it's a different situation going on. Not only is she very, very passable, the woman is gorgeous. She's absolutely beautiful. So
wait a minute, I can't let you try TS. But, TS is mugged. TS, you know, what?
TS
be pop. TS is fish. TS is fish.
I will never. And TS is also very passable. You won't get it, voice and all. You still probably won't get it. But put on this to Janet. Who you think the boy is going for?
So you want me to put TS next to Janet Mock? Let me see if I can
who
find
who you
a
think the boy is picking if you put her next to Janet.
They two different type of girls, but TS is still fish.
TS is definitely fish. I'll never deny that. But moving off of them, though, because I didn't want to stay on them too long.
Okay.
Let's talk about Cardi and his verse, man. It seemed like
I
got to
pull
correct.
Her up, though. I'm going to just pull this picture. Hold on. Let me pull up this picture of TS, because TS is fish. Hold
side
on
side
real quick. Yeah, I'm about to do a side-by-side
side
real quick. TS is fish.
Listen, even with her husky voice, you could take her around your family, and if people don't know, like, they ain't seen her background, they're probably not going to get it.
TS is fish. No shade. So, yeah, because you were saying that they can't. Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure, because I was like, girl, Janet is not the only fish. But I get what you're saying. Janet is kind of, and it comes across as daytime clean. You know, she doesn't have such the raw backstory. But that's the thing. She's just like a TS, just behind closed doors. She just had a whole mental breakdown and was sleeping with the niggas on the show. So she's no different than a TS.
You know what? She is a little different from TS, because TS more raw about it. TS ain't gonna hide it. You're not gonna be shocked or surprised that scandal is going on with TS, because it's kind of like it's out there. It is what it is. Like that's her realness. Like she don't hide nothing. Whereas with Janet, you know, she try to keep it all clean and prissy, and then suddenly,
yeah,
you know, you messing over the cast. But yeah, like. Cardi Hook, you know, she said she got big papers, so she get big haters, and you know, ain't like that's what's going on, man. The people is very, very upset with her success.
Did you listen to the record? Did you like the record?
You know, actually, I paused your show to go listen to it, and her delivery was on time. Her bars were great. I absolutely love the subtle shots at Nicki. I hope that we get to see some good hip hop. And Nicki responds, that would be great. She probably not, though, because she probably in her ego.
What did you feel like was a subtle shot at Nicki?
Like how the previous caller was saying that, you know, she used the word son, and I know that was just, you know, debunked, because a lot of people say son, but I don't think it's a coincidence. And then I got five number ones. You got five number nines. Like, Nicki ain't got no number ones by herself.
She got two number nines.
By herself. Do she have one by herself?
No, she doesn't have a single number one, no.
Okay, so how many Cardi got by herself?
I don't know how many, but she don't have them all by herself, but she got them.
She
got like two
by
herself.
She got enough to have more than Nicki. And like, it was like some little subtle stuff where I was like, oh, you know, that's nice, you know. Take your little shots, and I hope Pop has a great moment. And Nicki responds, she probably not, but that would be wonderful, because Nicki's creative, and Nicki will clown you. Nicki got bars. She has stuff to say. So, you know, this will be a hot moment for hip-hop, because Nicki's definitely going to bring it if this turn into something.
All right, boom. Thank you for calling.
All right,
bye. All right, he made it without cussing. Okay, last caller, 8237, you live on the air.
Armand, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's popping?
Hi. So this whole thing with Cardi really proves why not having competition, so to speak, is a problem.
Okay.
Because everybody's seeming to be scrambling to discredit this song. And it's a trip. Like, for so long, everybody's been like, oh, she don't write. She doesn't push her pen or whatever the thing is. But now everybody's saying, oh, I could tell she wrote this one. It's like, which one is it? Which one is it? Why are you working so hard to discredit her song? I mean, the song is great. And I'm an old head. I am super fan of hip hop. I know hip hop prior to 2009. So this gave that. It gave a big essence of hip-hop, raw, uncut, very Jadakiss, very you know, unadulterated hip hop from New York. And regardless of if you feel like she writes or she don't write, she did her thing. I mean, I just saw on Khaled's IG, he posted him at Swiss Beats just rocking out to this song in the studio. So you got heavy hitters kind of paying attention a little bit. She's doing something right. She's doing something right. And, you know, I think she's making a good name for herself. She's starting to emerge as a lyricist. I know it's a stretch for a lot of people in the comments, and that's fine. But keep in mind, what would it be like if she didn't grow? Ain't that what everybody wants? They wanted to, you know, step her pen up and all of this. What if she didn't? She'd just be sitting here stuck as the underdog, but people are scrambling, trying to figure out, oh, my God, what just happened? Cardi spit. That's what just happened.
Yes, she did. Thank you, caller. Thanks, Boo.
Thank you.
Oh, well, you listen, we just had a legendary moment we haven't had in a while. Let me see what I got on. Oh, oh, oh. Okay. Elbows, Ashley. Okay. Shout out to Eva. I ain't danced in a minute, child. Ooh, I ain't danced in a minute. But listen, I live for a 99 cent, a $99 clapback. What'd she say? I forgot to say that Cardi's other fan base just mad and taking it out on Cardi because Nicki has to wait to drop till after Kenneth's court case. She going out bad. Oh, child. Well, Eva said what she said. All right, y'all. I'm out. It's been a legendary show. bye y'all. I'm out. See y'all in the next video.